Jim Jordan launches investigation into Fani Willis corruption. By Wendell Hasebo on January 12, 2024. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, R.O., launched an investigation into Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis on Friday for accepting more than $14.6 million in grant funds from President Joe Biden's Justice Department, DOJ, between 2020 and 2023. The timeframe of the funds suggests the DOJ granted Willis federal funds to finance former President Donald Trump's prosecution. Jordan sent a letter to Nathan Wade, a Willis associate, requesting documents and information about the coordination of Willis's office with politically motivated probes and alleged misuse of federal funds. Jordan's letter comes after a Monday court filing by Mike Roman, a political operative and co-defendant of Trump in the Georgia election case, who alleged four explosive facts about Willis's conduct while prosecuting Trump. Nathan Wade, Willis's lead prosecutor in the Trump case, had an improper relationship with Willis. Wade's law firm used funds paid by the county to take Willis on luxury vacations by using potentially fraudulent payments. Wade was appointed without the required approval by authorities and had little to no prosecutorial experience. Wade met twice with President Joe Biden's White House counsel before indicting Trump in August, calling into question if the White House coordinated prosecuting Biden's 2024 political opponent. In the letter, Jordan raised six concerns about Willis and Wade's alleged wrongdoing and questioned if the $14.6 million in grant money financed the Trump prosecution. The FCDL reportedly compensated you using a concoction of commingled funds, including monies confiscated or seized by the FCDAO and monies directed from Fulton County's general fund. The committee has information that the FCDAO received approximately $14.6 million in grant funds from the Department of Justice between 2020 and 2023 and, given the enormous legal fees you have billed to the FCDAO, there are open questions about whether federal funds were used by the FCDAO to finance your prosecution. In fact, on one day, November 5, 2021, you billed taxpayers for 24 hours of legal work, attesting that you worked all day and night without break on a politically motivated prosecution. A recent news report corroborates your coordination with partisan Democrats, explaining that you and FCDAO staff quietly met with the partisan January 6 committee, which allowed you to review information they had gathered. Politico reported that the partisan January 6 committee provided Ms. Willis's prosecution a boost as she prepared to convene a special grand jury and even helped prosecutors prepare for interviews with key witnesses. The same article suggests that the partisan January 6 committee provided you access to records it withheld from other law enforcement entities and even other members of Congress. Jordan's probe is the latest effort by Republicans to investigate Willis. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, filed a complaint on Wednesday against Willis and her top prosecutor, seeking the dismissal of the charges against Trump due to Willis's alleged improper relationship with her top prosecutor in the Trump case. "I really have high expectations of Governor Kemp and our Attorney General Chris Carr," the Georgia congresswoman exclusively told Breitbart News in a phone interview. "There should be a criminal investigation. This isn't political at all," Green said. "If he, Kemp, ignores this, then he's showing an extreme political bias," she added. Related: Fani Willis on possible Trump jail time, no special break. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.